Kanyatnatsuk, also known as Kana, spends his time spreading Mongolian culture around the world. He does so by creating special masks. The masks are representations of characters that appear in traditional Buddhist dances known as Sam. The Sam tradition dates back to Tibet in the 600s. It did not get to Mongolia until 1811. About 120 years later, the government of the former Soviet Union banned religious activities in Mongolia. Kana says the Soviets destroyed more than 800 temples, including many Buddhist objects. He added that a lot of masks were destroyed during that time. Only about 30 masks survived.
I made the old white man's mask in 1997. Then I decided to build 100 dead peace masks. It would take me 10 years, and I completed in 2007 the old ritual 100 dead Sam dance masks.
Kana was born in Ulaanbaatar, the capital of Mongolia. He came to the United States in 2002. He has been making Buddhist ritual dance masks for more than 20 years. Each mask represents a different character and the part they play. Kana said, for example, the old white man gives people long life. He is knowledgeable and has wisdom to offer people. When I wear the mask, when I am dancing, I try to tell that story through my movements and dancing. While Kana recreated the mask, his family and friends helped him by making the character's clothing. He said, my mother was a famous seamstress, and my father was also a very artistic person. I learned a lot from them. I also studied art in school. It takes Kana 1 month to create a mask using clay and a material called papier-mâché. He said, it takes time. Sitting and making the mask, I think about the character of that mask peacefully inside. Kana also created a music and dance group called Kanbat. The group has performed in more than 50 countries at celebrations, theaters, and museums.
I would like to introduce Mongolian culture over the world through my art, through my masks, and that's the one of the, my biggest goal. And of course, we need to preserve our culture.
Kana has a dream project called the World Peace Pagoda. He hopes to build large peace education centers, one in Mongolia and another near Washington, D.C. He said, if people are enjoyable and peaceful in themselves, outside our world will be peaceful. I'm Jonathan Evans.